Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I love this song. Morris Day and the Time, Jungle Love. Morris Day and the Time are going to be on the Congo stage at 5:45 this afternoon at Jazz Fest. Some of you might be heading toward Jazz Fest right now. I hope you've got a cap. I hope you've got a hat. I hope you've got some sunblock because it's sunny. You hear about a chance of showers. I don't see much accumulating, but like this is just out of my studio window in downtown New Orleans where it's partly cloudy, but it doesn't look like there are any clouds out there that look like they're going to form into anything. But hey, you know what? Those showers can pop up out of nowhere. So just be aware of that. But yeah, a lot going on. Jazz Fest second weekend is underway right now. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm glad you're with us. We're going to talk this hour about Brandon Surrency. He was the principal of Visitation of Our Lady School. He was fired because he had a child out of wedlock. But one of the things that's being brought up in this petition is that the school accepts money from parents so their children who are born out of wedlock can go to school. Is that hypocrisy? We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But look, first of all, I want to bring an end to a conspiracy theory. It's so easy to bring an end to some of these conspiracy theories that it's almost laughable. The Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he believes in some conspiracies. Anyway, he was on Dr. Phil and did an interview, and the question came up about chemtrails. Do you know what a chemtrail is? When you look up in the sky and you see jets high in the sky and you see the vapor trail coming out of their engines, well, those are really contrails, meaning condensation trails, referred to as contrails. That's what they really are. But some people have nicknamed them chemtrails because they believe the U.S. government is putting chemicals in the jet fuel. So the chemicals come out of the jet fuel and they're coming out of the jet fuel at that level and so they're spreading across the country. Now these things are supposed to do everything from poison the American people to keep the birth rate down. I mean, the conspiracy theories are kind of crazy. I think this started back in the early 90s. I think that's where this started. But there are a lot of people who believe this. They believe in it. Sometimes it comes up on this show where somebody will say something about the chemtrails. Look, like many conspiracy theories, there is no truth to this. Now, I often talk about how when people believe something and then they learn that it's false, they don't ever want to admit that they were wrong. So they double down on their belief. No, it is true. So I know that right now there are people who believe chemtrails are real and that the government is poisoning us. The other theory is that it's designed for a weather control, weather modification, which is also not true. Now, what I'm speaking about here is the truth. It's facts. But there are people who believe in chemtrails who are going to still believe in chemtrails because they don't want to admit that they were wrong. And I don't know why it is so difficult for people to admit that they were wrong. I mean, are you Jesus Christ? I mean, are you perfect? Are you never wrong about anything? I mean, there are people who believe that of Jesus Christ. Every human being has been wrong. And I don't care how right you think you are about things, there are things that you've been wrong about. But there are people who just don't want to admit that. But the whole chemtrail conspiracy theory is not only not true, it's just stupid. I mean, it's so easy to explain this. They really are contrails. And again, that is basically a nickname for condensation trails. It's a vapor trail. It is the result of the heat of the engine hitting very cold air at high altitudes. And, you know, I'm not into the chemistry of all of this, so I don't understand exactly how that happens, but it happens. There are no chemicals in those things that you see in the air. So if you have been afraid up to this point, then let this be the moment, May 1st, 2025, that you are relieved of something that you have been concerned about. And I love when I can bring peace and solitude to people who have been worried about things that they don't need to worry about. When you look up in the sky and you see a jet, and you see, sometimes you see jets crisscrossing high in the sky, and you see a whole montage of contrails, of these vapor trails. They're totally benign. They're innocent. It's nothing but vapor. And maybe it doesn't happen with every jet at every altitude, but it happens with some jets at some altitude. I don't know if it happens every single time, but man, if you're looking up and you're worried about that because of something you've been told, the person that told you that was totally uninformed. And let's be honest, there are a lot of uninformed people who are going around spreading information that is simply not true. And it scares the hell out of me that we have a Secretary of Health and Human Services who is so out of touch that he wants to do what he can in his position in Trump's cabinet, that he wants to do something to bring an end to chemtrails. He says he's going to use his government agency to do all he can to end the chemtrails. You can't end the chemtrails because they're contrails. It's just what happens when the heat from the engine hits the cold air at high altitudes. That's it. I mean, it's that simple. I mean, we don't really have to take any more time discussing this. But what should scare all Americans is that a man who is making decisions about health and human services for this country, a man who is a cabinet member, believes in this kind of nonsense. I mean, it's just total stupidity. And it's so easily explained, like many conspiracy theories. But again, I mean, there are still going to be those people who hold dearly to this idea that chemtrails are real. Well, if anybody tells you that, you can laugh in their face, because it's not true. And I'm glad we had a chance to bring relief to some of those of you who have been concerned about this. And it's simply not true. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Ian Hoke. Ian, you've heard about the conspiracy theory about the chemtrails.
Well, of course.
Yeah, I mean,
it's an old one.
I mean, there are people who really believe that, and it's so easily explained that I never understood how it got traction in the first place.
Well, I guess it's, you know, if you're a conspiracy-minded person in the first place, it's not impossible to imagine that, you know, among the condensation, there is a chemical that'll, you know, whatever, make us infertile or turn the frogs gay or whatever. it's ridiculous, but I mean, I can see how people would think that.
Well, you know, there are people, you know, some people are more prone to conspiracy theories than others. And it's been explained that there are people who, because they can't explain something, if they hear a conspiracy theory that explains it, they believe the conspiracy theory because it gives them an explanation for something they don't understand. Sometimes there are things in life that we just don't understand. But in terms of chemtrails and contrails, which is what they really are, it's so easily explained that there's no reason to believe that, you know, that this is something that's happening. But it scares me that, you know, a guy who's the Secretary of Health and Human Services believes this ridiculous theory, and that he might spend a second of his time as a member of the Trump cabinet, that he might spend a second of his time dealing with this, because it's totally bogus.
Here's a text. Soothsayer Sam says, Operation Popeye, 1967 and 1972. That was just a simple cloud seeding operation. Wonder where that technology is today.
You know, cloud seeding, I think there's a possibility that maybe there's something to that, but not to the point where the weather is controlled. And the government is not sitting, there's not somebody in an office somewhere with a joystick that is controlling the weather, that is controlling storms or controlling hurricanes. And, you know, every time we hear that, we hear these ridiculous theories that the government is controlling the weather. There's no evidence of that. And the weather is the weather, and some things can't be controlled.
Here's a text that says, I never believed the chemtrail conspiracy theory. However, I have always been curious, what are all those jets doing? Where are they going? If anybody knows, I'd love to know the answer. I've wondered this my entire life.
Well, I can tell you where they're going. They're going to New York. They're going to Santiago, Chile. They're going to Los Angeles. I mean, the jet that you're flying in at 33, 34, 35,000 feet is giving off a chemtrail in all probability. You can't see it from sitting in the plane, but these jets are going to all different places. When I was a kid, I thought it was the military planes that gave off the vapor trails, the contrails. But then, you know, I got a little older and I realized that it was all jets. But, you know, I mean, there are a lot of jets in the sky, and they're going to all different places. I mean, these are commercial airlines going everywhere.
Give you a couple more quick ones. Here's a text that says, the people that think they are chemtrails are the same people that think the Earth is flat.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some association there.
And James on the North Shore says, I had a guy out here the other day explaining to me all about chemtrails. It was crazy. It goes way past chemtrails. And I wouldn't laugh in their face because they're pretty crazy people and there's no telling what they would do.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, James.
And, oh, look, Sal just popped in here at the last minute. I'll read this one. Scoot, you're right about contrails being harmless vapors. But if an automobile burning fuel is bad for the environment, surely a 747 with the 53,000-gallon fuel capacity must be spewing something harmful into the atmosphere.
Well, yeah, we've talked about that. But, I mean, it's not like it's killing people, or it's not, you know, making sure that people don't have children or some of the ridiculous things that have been associated with chemtrails. But, you know, there was a lot of criticism of Taylor Swift for being very green, but yet she flies around when she was on tour during the Eras tour. She flies around in her jet, and she's going so many places that she is putting stuff in the atmosphere. You know, I don't know exactly what's there, but, you know, there's some stuff that's emitted into the atmosphere. And there's a lot of criticism of people who are very environmentally conscious and very green, flying around in private jets and going wherever they want because, you know, there is some emission into the air. The question is it enough to, you know, destroy the planet? And I don't think we have an answer to that. All right, if you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, I think he's okay. Does anybody know anything differently from that? Carlos Santana was taken to the hospital 2 weeks ago in San Antonio. He was about to do a show at the Majestic Theater there, which is kind of like their Sanger Theater. Great place. And he was dehydrated, and there was some rumor that he had COVID. But I think Carlos Santana is going to be on stage this afternoon at Jazz Fest at 5 o'clock. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
WL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 1995, at the age of 54, Nancy Sinatra was on the cover of Playboy magazine. She was the centerfold in Playboy magazine, but to the best of my recollection, they didn't really show anything. You know, you can pose nude in, like, Playboy, and they, you know, they really don't show anything. I mean, stuff is kind of covered up. You know, you can lie down and, you know, your legs are crossed and your arms are in a certain way, and you don't see anything. It's really quite disappointing. The only thing she was wearing were her famous boots that she wore in the video for These Boots Are Made for Walking. I'm Scoot on the Air. Let's get to some of your phone calls. Let's go to Slidell. And Frank, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, Frank. Hey, Frank.
Hey, how's it going, Scoot? Yeah, good. I'm calling about these contrails.
Yeah, that's what they are.
Yeah, I'm a chemist by schooling, right? But you don't need a chemistry degree for this. They teach it in high school. Some of the components you're seeing coming out of the afterburners is not only the heat, the heat burning up the humidity, turning it into a gas, and then it condenses back into a water vapor, and that's what you see. The formula for complete combustion byproduct is CO2, carbon dioxide, and water. Incomplete combustion is carbon monoxide, CO, CO2, and water. So, you know, you people, you listeners, you've been sitting at a red light, and you look at that car in front of you in that tailpipe. You ever seen a drop of water come out of a tailpipe?
Yeah, I have.
That's part of combustion. It's kind of hard to believe that. When you light a fire, you're making water. People, it's kind of hard to wrap your arms around that, but yeah, that is the phenomenon. And it's unbelievable that there are people out there that think our government is spraying us with stuff. Yeah. That's just totally bizarre.
So, Frank, from the standpoint of a chemist, are there any evil things coming out of the back of jets that do harm the environment?
You know, carbon dioxide, and they're saying that's, you know, a greenhouse gas, but as far as the toxicity, no.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
All right. Frank, I'm so glad you're listening to the show, and I'm so glad that so many people who listen to this show actually understand the truth, and thanks for your expertise. Let's go to LaPlace, and CJ, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Scoot, that's funny that Frank just brought that up, because I worked with a naval aviator in 2007, and we were working on a film production, and, you know, all the crew around us were paying attention to this guy because he kept looking in the sky, and he was pointing at it and cursing it out. And after doing this, like, you know, a couple hours, I walked over to him, and I said, dude, hey, man, I'm trying to help you out. You're about to lose your job. Like, you need to stop. You know, people think you're crazy. And he goes, look, man, I was an naval aviator. I was a pilot. I used to be stationed in Belchase. He said, those lines you see are not just condensation coming from the thrust of an engine. I said, oh, really? He said, yeah. This was about 10 o'clock because we were there like 6 in the morning, so it went on for about 3 hours, so around 10 o'clock, while I was looking up, he goes, those lines are still going to be there at the end of the day. So
that's
around 5
true.
O'clock, I looked up. Well, let me just say it. I looked up in the sky, and they were there. And the only thing I was just going to, I'm not trying to contradict it, but all he said is, which somebody else might call in and be able to bring more light to this, but he said there's wind shear up there. That's why he said when you look at clouds, they're always changing shape. Like you'll see something maybe look like a teddy bear, and all of a sudden it loses its arm or it loses its ear. Because the wind shear is ripping into the clouds, and it's constantly reforming it. He said the wind shear should be breaking up those lines. And the only thing I could say that I witnessed is the lines didn't break up.
But sometimes,
so I started paying attention to that after, and lo and behold, I'm just going to tell you this. I've looked in the sky many times when I would notice those, and you could look 6 hours, 8 hours later, and those lines are still there. So I don't know for sure what to say about that, Scoot. I'm just letting you know this guy was an aviator, and he mentioned that one time he was going to clean the window on the cockpit of this jet, and as he was up there, some guy walked up to him and said, "Hey, do you have clearance to be on that plane?" And he said, "No, sir, I was just trying, you know, to spruce it up." He said, "Get off of that platform now." And as he did, he said he looked in the back of the jet, and there were two big tanks behind the seat. And he said he's never seen that before. So that's all I wanted to share. The guy I know, he doesn't belong in a mental institution. He's very, very smart. He was an able aviator, and that's what he said.
All right, CJ. First of all, you got to question the behavior of somebody who was acting like that guy for a long period of time. So I questioned the mental stability of this guy. Secondly, when the wind is steady, at a certain altitude, the contrail is going to remain intact. If the wind is varying, I don't know whether it's actually called wind shear or not, but if the wind is a variable wind and it's changing, it's going to break it up. And sometimes they do last a long time in the sky. I doubt that you really saw it 6 and 8 hours later. It could have been another plane. Could have been another jet. But the ones that stay.
I'm not agreeing. I'm just saying he did bring that to my attention. He's like, look, that's the heat hitting the air that's cold, like Frank said. And I was like, wow, okay, so that...
Well, that does happen. It's a contrail.
Collaborate my story, and he said the vapor creates a trail. He said, but the majority of those are going to break up. If they don't break up...
No, that's not true. CJ, I'm explaining it to you. That's not true. You know, if a skywriter, sometimes you see a skywriter, my dad used to be a skywriter as a hobby. If you skywrite at, say, I don't know, 5,000 feet or I forget the altitude that he used to skywrite at. But if you skywrite and if the wind is steady, then it's going to remain intact. If the wind is variable, it's going to break up the letters. It's going to break up the clouds of the letters. So, you know, there's an easy explanation for that, and that is if the wind is steady, it's simply going to stay in the sky, but that doesn't mean that it's nefarious. It doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with it. But, CJ, look, I appreciate the call, but I guess this is how some of these things get spread, that somebody who seems to have credibility, like an aviator. I mean, you know, every aviator is not, you know, everybody who flies is not necessarily sane. I mean, they're crazy people in every walk of life. So, I mean, there's such an easy explanation. Again, if the wind is steady at a certain altitude, the chemtrail is going to stay. If there are variable winds, it's going to break it up. But it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with that. Let's go to Jack in River Ridge. Hey, Jack.
Scoot, I just had a couple of things. First of all, I just want to say that, first of all, I agree with you about the Democrats. They never should have run Biden again. There should have been a primary process. And I think Hakeem Jeffries is a good man, but I don't think he's an effective leader. And I think Chuck Schumer, of course, has to go.
Oh, he's gone. He needs to be gone. Yeah.
Right. They need to refine their message. But here's the thing. There aren't enough people like your friend Janice who's actually willing to go out there and seek truth, whether that's from the news or from the other party. So what would be your suggestion? How do you get people involved that they just seem to want to have their opinions confirmed, and they're not really interested in doing what Janus did.
Well, you're right, but let's look at the numbers. The majority of American voters didn't vote for Trump, and a lot of people who voted for Trump said they voted for him reluctantly. So there are a lot of people out there who are fluid, and they voted for Trump because he was the best option. But if the Democrats can find a better option, and I think that's in a moderate Democrat that could steal some Republican votes, I think that is somebody who could beat Donald Trump in a general election. But so far, the Democrats have not come up with anybody. They don't seem to even be putting together a message. But I mean, I'm not involved in the Democratic Party, so I don't know what they're doing. But this is a time that they need to do it. And when Donald Trump is down in the polls, this is when you attack, from a marketing standpoint, this is when you attack with some prominent voices from the Democrats who are standing up and saying, this is why this is wrong. You know, people who want to be president long before the election, they're starting to counter whatever a president says or does, and they're starting to talk about alternatives. So that's what the Democrats need to do. Paul is in Houma. Paul, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
Good.
Hey, I've been listening to you. I'll just listen to the man as long as it's on a contrails. As a young person, I remember when I first saw contrails, and it was vapor. It was vapor is what it was, exactly what you're saying.
Yep.
But the one thing that you have to understand is who you're dealing with. You're dealing with a person who doesn't believe in vaccines, who is up and concerned, is an addict, has been an addict, been proven, and it just infuriates me that someone that dumb, of course, everybody that this idiot has put in his cabinet are just as dumb as he is.
Right.
But
I know.
I won't go into that. And the one thing that this man just said, and he's right, probably, but I don't understand why people that saw the first term of Trump, why didn't they learn by then? And why don't they still learn that this is a self-serving, egotistical person that wants to be a dictator?
I can't explain that.
But it's true.
Yeah, it is true. It's true, but I can't explain it.
He wants to rule the world, right? And he wants to be a pope now.
Does it ever end?
But anyway, I'm furious.
Paul, I know it's very, very frustrating. And all you can do is follow your conscience. All you can do is do what you think is the right thing to do when it comes to voting. Try not to let the other side upset you that much. And this goes for anybody. Try not to let the other side upset you so much. I mean, life is great. America is great. Could America be better? Hell yeah, we could be better. But America is already great. It doesn't have to be made great again. It's already great. And so we're going to get through this, Paul. So just, hang in there and don't get too upset by all this. So here's what the Secretary of Health and Human Services wants to do. Quote, I'm going to do everything in my power to stop it. The chemtrails. We're bringing on someone who is going to only think about that. Find out who's doing it and hold them accountable. He's going to use our taxpayer dollars to bring in somebody who's going to focus on chemtrails. This person's going to be paid with our tax dollars to focus on chemtrails. A total fabricated conspiracy theory. There's nothing there. They're contrails. It's vapor. There's no conspiracy here. There might be other conspiracies, but there's no conspiracy here. And I just think it's insane that we have somebody who is so insane in a position of being a cabinet member for Trump who believes this crap. I mean, it's crazy. All right, we're going to come back with more. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar. On this day in 1967, Carl Wilson of the Beach Boys was arrested by the FBI for dodging the draft, refusing to take the oath of allegiance to the United States. Carl Wilson was a conscientious objector to the Vietnam War. he was eventually exonerated by his draft board and rejoined the band that was touring in Ireland. And I wonder if the people who arrested him got free tickets to the Beach Boys concert. I don't know, but yeah. Carl Wilson, this was a big deal during the Vietnam War. Some people were conscientious objectors, and if you were a legitimate conscientious objector, some people got away with that. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Hey, this is the band Cage the Elephant. Yeah, I don't get the name of the band, but interesting band. They're kind of an alt band. Cage the Elephant is going to close things out on the Shel Gentile stage at 5:35 this afternoon at Jazz Fest. Some of you may be heading in that direction right now to go see Cage the Elephant. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. We're going to get back to more of your calls. I still have to get to this conversation about Brandon Cernsey. He was a principal of a Visitation of Our Lady school, and he was fired because he had a child out of wedlock. There is a petition that is out that says, "We, the undersigned, parents, guardians, students, and supporters of Visitation of Our Lady school, respectfully ask the Archdiocese of New Orleans to reinstate Mr. Brandon Cernsey as principal." With all the stuff that the Archdiocese of New Orleans has had to deal with pedophile priest, and they're going to bust this guy for having a child out of wedlock? Is he having more? Or was this one thing that happened? What about the forgiveness that Jesus Christ preached? Brandon Cernsey should be back as principal at that school. And it really is shameful that the Archdiocese of New Orleans is not bringing him back. And they should. The school is accepting money from the parents of kids who are born out of wedlock. That's hypocrisy. The Catholic Church is dealing with pedophile priests who are molesting, having sex. I don't want to just say molesting, because that's a word that is so often used that I think we forget. They are having sex. They're playing with the genitals. They're playing with the butts of children. That's what the Catholic Church has to deal with. And they're worried about this guy? Look, I understand that Catholic schools have contracts, and there's a code of conduct in these contracts. A lot of companies a code of conduct in their contracts. And so, you know, maybe he broke that. But again, what about forgiveness? I don't understand why the Catholic Church is so damn unforgiving. I mean, that's just not right. I mean, you can't really call yourself a follower of Christ if you're not forgiving. And in the Bible, it says you're supposed to forgive somebody 7 times 7, with 7 being a number that represents infinity. So you're supposed to forgive somebody as many times as they sin. I know sometimes that's hard. But, you know, here's a guy who was loved. And what about the school accepting money from parents with children born out of wedlock? Is this another indication? I mean, look, the Catholic Church has, whether this is true or not, they have an image of wanting money. They have an image of being money hungry. Is this an example of the Catholic Church being money hungry? Or could the Catholic Church, the Archdiocese, do the right thing and reinstate Brandon Cernsey? This is a no-brainer to me. He should be brought back. And there is a petition. Let's see. I don't have a lot of information on that. I'll try to find out a little bit more about it. You might be able to go online and find out more about this petition. Oh, I think you can go to change.org and look up the case of Brandon Cernsey. But I am in favor of the Catholic Church doing what Jesus taught everybody to do, which is forgive. And the Catholic Church has so many stains and scars on her from the pedophile priest that to fire somebody for having a child out of wedlock and then turn around and accept money from parents with children born out of wedlock is the height of hypocrisy to me. All right, if you want to join us, the Okunar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Chris in Hammond. Chris, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. I run a program called SOAR, based out of Stennis Space Center with the Astro Camp for Kids.
Okay.
And it amazes me what they're not teaching these people. But the condensation trails are just that. And I wanted to bring up the space shuttle because it puts out a lot of what people think is smoke. And what we're actually doing is burning hydrogen and oxygen and creating pure water. For those that have seen the movie The Martian, he actually used hydrogen and oxygen to create the water to feed his potato crop. And it's perfectly safe. And condensate, as far as Robert Kennedy's concerned, condensation trails only occur at a certain altitude under certain atmospheric conditions. One of the reasons is they're at high altitude. To stop the contrails, you've got to lower the altitude of the aircraft into heavier air, which is going to cause more fuel consumption.
And
the reason we fly at 40,000 feet is because the air is thin, the jet is aerodynamic, and it's very fuel efficient at that altitude.
Boy, and I'm sure they lean out the engines.
Well, absolutely. You got a fuel air mix according to the barometric pressure and the content of oxygen in the atmosphere, but he's gonna boost ticket prices on the aircraft because they're gonna be burning a whole hell of a lot more fuel.
Think about
contaminating in lower atmosphere.
Think about when the space shuttle or rockets have taken off and the plume of smoke that follows that thing up to space. I mean, you know, that's a perfect example of what happens. Chris, I am so proud of you. I'm so proud of the people who have called. I'm really amazed at this audience because...
I have to say one more thing.
Go ahead.
This is important. Jesus Christ was conceived out of wedlock. Mary would have been stoned to death, but Joseph stood up for her and married her.
That's a great point.
Technically, the Catholic Church is the biggest hypocrite of all.
That's a great point, Chris.
Because Jesus... I'm sorry?
That's a great point.
It's a perfect point. The man came here, the Son of God came here, and to be honest with you, I'm one that believes that when we hung him and the two thieves together, we couldn't tell the difference between Jesus Christ and two confessed thieves. We are very bad at judgment.
Yeah.
We're poor at it. That was a test, and we failed it miserably.
Chris, I appreciate the call. I do. A lot of sense there. And I'm so impressed with this audience. I mean, instead of a bunch of people calling, you're just a virus. I mean, those chemtrails are real, man. I mean, how do you know? I am so impressed with this audience. I mean, there's so many people out there who get it, who totally understand that they're not chemtrails. They are contrails. It's just vapor. It's condensation. It's not going to hurt you. And you know, the Catholic Church can change. They can change their image. They don't have to be hypocritical. They can change. But change in the church doesn't come easy. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar on this day in 1984, Fleetwood Mac drummer Mick Fleetwood filed for bankruptcy. At one point, it was reported that he was spending thousands of dollars on cocaine a month, and he refused to listen to his financial advisors, and he was buying homes in Hawaii and one outside of Sydney, Australia, when he had to file bankruptcy. I heard that when Fleetwood Mac was touring in the 80s, they had cocaine in a mayonnaise jar. I'm Scoot, and they're lucky to be alive. We'll be back on WWL. On the SOTA Rock Culture calendar on this day in 1965, the Supremes released Back in My Arms Again, which would become their fifth consecutive number one hit. And look, this was at a time when the Beatles and the British Invasion groups were dominating the charts, but the Supremes were one of those bands. They were right up there being number one when they released songs. As a kid, I grew up with the Supremes, listening to them on my little transistor radio. All right, Amanda Shaw is going to join us in the studio coming up next. You know, she's spending a lot of time in Nashville. We've talked about this on the show before. A lot of her fans are not happy with that. We'll set the record straight on what she's doing. And also, she's going to be at Jazz Fest tomorrow morning, opening it up on the Shel Gentile stage. I'm Scoot on the air. We'll be back on WWL.